Zainab Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Binayin Shekhaj Baruch Mispal. How do we know that Hashem davens? Shenemar v'havi yosim el har kachi. Right? The Pasuk says that Hashem says, bring them to my holy mountain, v'simachtim b'veis tefilasi, and they will be overjoyed in the house of my prayer. So tefilasam, lo namar, doesn't say their prayer, ela tefilasi, rather the house of my prayer. And since this is Hashem speaking in this Pasuk, it shows that Hashem davens. Where it says, mikan, Shekhaj Baruch Hu Mispal. From here we know that Hashem davens. So my mitzale, what does he daven? What is the text of his tefillah? So Amarav Zutra Bartuvia, Amar Rav. Rav Zutra Bartuvia says in the name of Rav, Yihi Ratzon Milifanai, right, as opposed to Milfanecha, which is when we're davening to Hashem, he says, Yihi Ratzon Milfanai, may it be the will in front of me, Sheikavshu Rachabai Eska'asi, that my Rachmanus should overpower my kas, the golu rachamai al midosai, and you know, you should roll over, you should flip over my Rachmanus over all of my midos, v'esnaig im banai b'midas rachamim, right, and I should act with my children with the midah of rachamim, v'akanes lehem lefnim mishur sadin, and I should go into them lefnim mishur sadin beyond the letter of the law, that I should treat them so favorably, and I should be so chesedic, and I should treat them so nicely that they don't even deserve. Okay, Tanya. So now we're going to bring a brisa that has a similar thing to this tefillah. Okay, Tanya. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel says the name of Elisha. Pam achas nechnasti lahakter ketoras lefnai lefnim. Right, because Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was one of the Asarim Ugei Malchus, but he was also a Kohen Gadol. Okay, so he went in, and one time he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, lefnai lefnim, on Yom Kippur. Vera isi, and he saw a katriel ka Hashem Tzavakos. Okay, so Tzavakos, if that's a name of a Malach or the name of Hashem, there's reasons in, based off the Gemara why you would think each. Okay, let's assume it's Hashem for our purposes. Shehu Yoshev al Kisei Ram Venisa, that he was sitting on, you know, the Kisei Ram Venisa, on this lofty, exalted Kisei, right, on the Kisei covered up in Shemayim. V'amr li, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmal b'ni, my son Yishmal, Barcheni, give me a bracha. You know, Rabbi Shmuel walked in, he was such a tzaddik, he comes in to bring the Ketores, and Hashem says, give me a bracha. So amarti lo, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha responded back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yiratzon milfanecha, may it be your will in front of you, Sheikivshu racha mecha as kasecha, that your rachamim should overpower your anger, v'yigalu rachamecha midasecha, and you should flip all your rachamim and roll it over your midos, v'tisnahig ibbanecha b'midas harachamim, and you should act with your kids with the midah of rachamim, v'tikonis lehem lefnei mishur sadin, and you should go into them lefnei mishur sadin, right, that you should deal with them on this beyond the letter of the law, extra kind. V'nana li berosho, and he, you know, he nodded with his head, he acknowledged. Rashi said it's like, it means he admit, and like said a main, like Hashem agreed to that. So, and then Rabbi Shmuel learned from that something else. The Kamash Malad, he learned Shalotei Berchas Hedjo Kala Be'enacha, that the bracha of a Hedjo should not be Kala, should not be viewed light. That you shouldn't say only brachas from the highest tzaddikim in the world are important. Every single bracha, even a Berchas Hedjo, even a simple person's bracha is holy. Right? Rabbi Shmuel obviously was being humble. He was a very holy person, but compared to Hashem, he was mamish, like nothing. So he was saying even a simple person's bracha is valuable. There's a good maysa about this, that with the Rugachever. So all the stories with the Rugachever are very, they're very clever, that he's usually pretty aggressive, he's usually pretty sharp, you know, a little mean one could maybe say chas v'shalom about it, but like his derech was to be very sharp. So he was speaking over with a certain Talmud Chacham, and they were sitting in the room, and the Rugachever was like, he's not the type of Rebbe that gave brachos. He did it, you know, like he learned Torah, he learned Talmud, he didn't want to be bothered. And he was speaking over and learning with this Rav who came from a different town, and some woman walks in with a whole sad sob story, and she's like, you know, mamish crying and saying like, you know, this happened and that happened, and Rav, I just need a bracha. And the Rav Kachever said, I don't really give out brachas, I'm sorry. And she's like, please Rav, I need a bracha, I need a bracha. So this other Rav that he was meeting with turns to him and says, you know, Rebbe, the Rav Kachever, don't you know the Gemara that says what? It says, even a bracha's hedyot, or even a simple person's bracha is valuable. So he said, Kavah Chomer, you, right, Kavah Chomer, you're such a chashav guy, you should make a bracha too. So the Rugachever turns to him and says, and hopefully you guys will catch it, he says, how about you give her a bracha and we don't rely on a Kal V'chomer? Okay. Okay, so those who get it, Shkayach, okay, whatever. Okay. Okay, but I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Okay, back to the Gemara, guys. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Minayin she'in meratzin lo la'adim b'shas kaso. How do we know that you shouldn't try to appease somebody while he's in the midst of anger, right? While a guy is extremely angry, you don't be like, hey, calm down. I think I heard from Moshe Benovich Lita that calm down is probably the word that is said the most that is least effective. Never in the history of the world has calm down actually calmed anyone down. But people still say it. Okay, so dechsev, how do we know that you shouldn't try to calm someone down in the middle of their anger? Dechsev, as the pasuk says, panay yelechu v'hanichosi lach. So what does this mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hashem is telling Moshe, hamtin li ad she'yavru panim shel za'am, wait until my face, meaning my face of anger, my angry face is wiped away, wait until it passed, v'hanich l'cha, and then I'll fill your request, I'll do what you need me to do. Right, so from this pasuk we see that Hashem's teaching Moshe, if Hashem's angry and you shouldn't interact with him, so too definitely a person. Kal v'chomer, you shouldn't try to interact with them when they are angry. Umi ikka raskla kameya de kutcha brichu. So the Gemara says, hold on a second, is there such a thing of kas? Is there such a thing of anger lefnei Hashem? Is that really a concept? So it says, in. The Gemara says, yeah, of course there is. How do we know? Titania, we have Braisa. Va'al zoim b'chol yom. The pasuk says, right, and that David HaMelech is davening that Hashem, you shouldn't be angry all day. V'kama za'amo, and how much is that anger? So how much is Hashem's anger? So the Gemara says rega, it's just a moment. V'kama rega, the Gemara says how much is a moment? A moment's not a measure of time. It says echad mechameshes riboy ushmonas alafim v'shmona meos ushmonim ushmona b'sha'a. Okay, it's 58,888. Okay, that's how much it is. Right, that's that much of an hour. So that much of an hour. So it comes out to much less than a second. Somebody who's a math guy, if I'm not mistaken, I think the art school, Rabbi Belzin told me, the art school has the number down of like how much of a second it is. 1/16. That's it? Okay, there you go. 1/16 of a second. Okay? Vizuhi rega. That's how much a rega is, right? V'ein kol b'riya yichol chavin osa sha'a. No person could grasp that amount of time, and it's just too short to really tap into it and to figure out what time it is, except, famous thing, chutz mi Bilam HaRasha, right? Except for Bilam. Bilam HaRasha, he knew how to find that time to get it when Hashem was angry. Dechsiv be, the pasuk says, vayodea das elyon, that Bilam was somebody who knew das elyon. So, hashta das behemta lo havaya, that we know that, what do you mean? How could it be that Bilam knew das elyon? We know he didn't even know das behema, right? He was riding the donkey stopped because he saw a mouth, and he's like screaming at the donkey, why are you stopping? Why are you stopping? He didn't even understand, the way the world worked. How do we say he understands das elyon? So the Gemara says, das elyon havayada el malamid. Sorry. You read it like this. Hashta das behemta lo havayada das elyon havayada. So the Gemara says, el malamid yodeh lechavid osasha shakadosh baruch kaisba. That what does it mean that he knew das elyon? That he knew that time when Hashem was angry. That was his special koch. That he knew how to figure out that exact moment Hashem was angry, and therefore all of his klolos, all of his curses, would be miskayim. Okay, to Amar Lehu Navi Yisrael, right? And we have which Navi is Micha. Okay, Micha said to the Jews, Ami zecharna mayat balak melech moav. He says, remember what it's a balak melech moav tried to do against the Jewish people. And then if you keep reading that pasuk, if you look on the side. Right, if you follow that pasuk through, it says, "Uma anos o Bilam ben Baor min Ashitim ada Gilgal laman das tzidkos Hashem." So the Gemara says, "What's his last part of the pasuk?" Right, "My laman das tzidkos Hashem." Back in the Gemara, right? What does it mean that to know the tzidkos of Hashem? I'm Rebbe Lazar. I'm Rebbe Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem said to the Jewish people, "Deu no kamet tzidkos asisi imachem." You should know how many good things I've done to you. I've done you a lot of favors. I've done you a lot of tovos. Shelo kaski bimei Bilam HaRasha. Why? Because I never got angry in the times of Bilam HaRasha. Shel male kasti lo nishtayer misoneim shel Yisrael sarid upalit. Right? That if I would have allowed myself to get angry, there wouldn't be mamish anything left. There wouldn't be embers, ashes, nothing left from the Jewish people. They would have been totally annihilated. So Hashem made a big rachmanis that on those days that Bilam was trying to curse the Jewish people, Hashem didn't even get angry at all those days, even though he usually gets angry for that minimal rega. Okay, v'hainu deka amr la, and this is what it means that Bilam said lebalak ma ekov lo kaba kel ma ezam lo zam Hashem. Right, what can I do? How can I curse them if Hashem won't curse them? How can I be angry if Hashem won't be angry? Meaning malamed shekol asiyamim lo zam. We see from these pesukim that Hashem didn't get angry all those days, and that is how Bilam was not able to curse the Jewish people. You guys probably know this part of the Gemara, it's pretty famous. Okay. Mekama za'am o'rega. So right. So now we go back. The Gemara requotes that. Raisa, how much is his za'am? How much is Hashem's anger? How much time is it? It's a rega. It's a moment. So we're going to say another opinion, right? We just had the rega that it was like that microscopic 16th, you said, of a second? Yeah, so six,
almost
the 16th. Okay, you did the math. So, you know, it's close to whatever it is. Okay, so Amar Rebbe Avin, Rebbe Avin says, right? Sorry, Vakama Rega, right? How much is a Rega? Amar Rebbe Avin says, V'yitema Rebbe Avida. Some people say Rebbe Avina says. How much is Rega? Rega Kimemre. Rega is to say it. What does that mean? It means Rega is the amount of time it takes to say the word Rega. So maybe half a second, right? Rega is about a half a second, or a little bit less. Whatever, it probably seems like it's a different shear. Okay, it's a different opinion. Uminalan de Rega Ratach. Okay, and how do we know that Hashem had his moment, that he is angry, right? How do we know that rega is the amount of time that Hashem is angry? Shemar the pasuk says, ki rega bi'apo, chayim birtzono. Right? A rega in his anger, that Hashem has these moments of anger, these tiny, tiny little microscopic moments of anger. V'ibai seima, some people say, no, what's the source? What's the real raya behacha, from here? Right, the pasuk says what? It says, "Chavi kibat rega ad yavor zeim." Just like it says, wait like a little rega, also use the word rega, till the zeim passes, till the anger passes, and from that we know that Hashem's anger is just a rega. Ve'imas rasach, right? And so when is that time of anger? When does it occur? Right? Meaning we know how long it is, but we have to know when it starts. So the Gemara is a very weird thing here. It says, Amar Abaye, Bahanach Tilas Sha'e Kamaisa. It's, you know, in those first 3 hours of the day, and how will you know which time in those 3 hours? Ki Chivara Karbalta Disarnagola the Kai Achad Kara. When the Chiara is, sorry, when the Karbalta is the like part over here, the red part, you know, of a chicken. Like, there's probably a fancy name for it. Whatever it's called, you know, that part of the chicken, when that thing, well, yeah, whatever it's called, that beard thingy, yeah, sure, or maybe it's the one on the top, I don't know, it's that red thing, I don't know if they're the same halakhically, whatever. Okay, it's that part of the chicken, when that becomes white, right, that part that's usually red, it becomes whited, like probably not fully white, you know, it becomes a little pale for a moment, and the chicken stands on one leg. Okay, so apparently chickens every now and then, like, will stand on one leg and it comes white. Okay, whatever, not pretending to understand the depth behind this Gemara right now. Okay, so it says, right, kol shaita v'shaita nami ka'achi. So, right, when you say, hold on, there's a lot of times where this happens. There's many hours of the day where the chicken will sometimes stand on its leg and its, you know, its karbalta will turn a little whiter. So, kol shaita ispehu shirakin sumki. Right? So, right, there's many times in the day also that its thing will turn a little bit white. Meaning, so the Gemara is just saying, like, I don't get it. So it says, Bahi Shaita Leis Beshuraki Saimka. Okay, so well, what's it saying here? It's saying that it's the Bahi Shaita, that part of time, that Leis Beshuraika Sumake, that there's no redness at all. Meaning it's not that, you know, there are points where a little bit, you know, becomes white for a second, and I don't know the metzias of a chicken. I'm not so familiar with it, you know. But apparently, there are parts where it becomes white a little bit. And we say no. It's where, you know, where that moment where everything becomes fully whitened. Okay, let's move on from this story quick. Hahut Siduke Dehave Bishvavuse de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So there was a certain Siduki, right, who lived in the neighborhood. He lived nearby to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Havi Kometzair Le Tove Bikrai. So, and he would give him a lot of trouble about pesukim, right? He used to bother him. He used to say, oh, what do you make of this pasuk? What do you make of that pasuk? So, yom achad, one day, shakal tarnagolavu kime ben kara de arsa, he took a chicken and he put it between, like, the legs of the bed, presumably of, oh, I think it's Rabbi Shua ben Levi put the chicken on the legs of the bed in front of him. The ayin bani looked at it. So, what happened? Rabbi Shua ben Levi really didn't like this tzeduki and he wanted to get rid of him. So, what do you know how to do? He says, I can curse him and get him out of the picture. So he kept the chicken right by his bed. He would watch it. The ayin bun, he just stared at it. Right? With savar, and he tried to think, he mata, he shaita al taya. Right? That when that time comes, he's going to give this guy a curse and he's going to mess him up. So ki mata, he shaita. When that time arrived, right? When finally he sees it becomes white, naim. All of a sudden he decided, like, he wasn't angry anymore. He was like a little bit appeased. He decided not to curse him. So the Gemara says, Amar, we see from here, shema mina, lav orich ara lamevid hachi. That it's not good derech eretz to do this. That you shouldn't be staring at chickens to try to find that moment where Hashem is angry, to try to, you know, attack your enemies. And how do we know this? We have a pasuk. Rachamav al kol masav ksiv. Right? that Hashem has rachamim on his creations. So from the fact that Hashem has rachamim on his creations, we see that also we should probably have rachamim on his creations. Also, Gemara has another one, v'ksiv, and we have another pasuk, gam enosh l'tzadik lo tov. That it's not good for a tzadik to be the one to be given the punishment. That a tzadik's job is to be perfectly loving, perfectly good, and leave the punishment to Hashem. Okay. Tanya b'shmei the Rabbi Meir, we learned in the name of Rabbi Meir, b'shash echama zorechas v'chol malchei mizrach umariv manichom kisrehe b'roshem u'shtachvim l'chama. Okay, this is also a very bizarre Gemara, that the time when the sun is setting and all the malachim are, you know, of east and west are taking their keser, their crown, off their head, and they're bowing to the sun, miyad kois ba'akash baruch hu, immediately Hashem's angry. So apparently that's the time, right? It's another opinion. When's that moment when Hashem gets angry? When the malachim for half a second seem to be bowing to the sun. Very weird Gemara. Very, very confusing to understand how it fits into Judaism. But okay, you know how it fits into the general picture of Yadis, but we're not here to speak hashkafa, we're here to learn Bikiyas. I'm Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yossi. Okay, next part of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Hashem Rabbi Yossi, Tova Mardus Achas Belibo Shal Adab." It's better for a person to have, you know, a little like hachna'a, a little humility. Yoter Mikama Malkios, more than, you know, the amount of than lashes give you. Right, we're talking about how much a kapara you get. You know, what's more appropriate? It's better to, you know, belittle yourself and lower yourself than to get so many lashes. How do we know? Shenemar Pasuk says, "V'redifo Esma Hava V'Gomer." Later on, the pasuk says, "V'Amra." El chavashuval ishi harishon kitovli azmeata, right? That at the beginning, you know, viridfa esma haveha was talking that like all these bad things were chasing me, all these mazalos, everything was out to get me. But in the end, it says, what happens? Vashuval ishi harishon, I will return to my original partner, you know, and that's showing the Indian of tshuva that it's better to, you know, come close to Hashem from yourself than all these punishments, right? Kitovli azmeata, that's even better. Okay, Rish Lakish, Abba Rish Lakish says, Yoter b'mea malkios. No, it's better, you know, to do tshuva, to, you know, to have a little bit in your heart is better than you know, 100 malkios. How do we know? Shanamar tachas ge'ara b'mevin mehakos k'sil mea. Right, so the pasuk says that, you know, tachas ge'ara, through the, you know, the hachna that comes through the ge'ara that a person puts himself through, right, when he understands the maven mehamakos kisil mea, right, is better than mehamakos that a person is that is gonna whip the fool. So, right, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, but it teaches you that we see that it's more important to you know, just put yourself into a state of humility and do tshuva from that. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yossi shloshet dvarim bikesh Moshe lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked three things from Hashem. What are those three things? V'nasan them. Hashem gave them all of them. Okay, so the Gemara is going to list them. One, Bikesh Yitishur Shechina Yisrael, v'nasan them. He requested that Hashem should rest his Shechina on the Jewish people, and he was given it. How do we know he was given it? Shneamar, Pasuk says, Hello, Belechtecha Yimadu, that Hashem says, I went with you. So Hashem went with you, Hashem's Shechina was there. What else did he ask? Number two, Bikesh lo tishur shchina al ovdecha chavim. He asked that the shchina doesn't rest amongst the goyim, that it doesn't stay with the non-Jews. How do we know that? And the Gemara says v'nasan, and it was v'nasan lo, it was given to him. Shenemar v'neflinu ani va'amecha, right? That it's just ani va'amecha, meaning not shar umos, right? No one else. Okay, Bikesh lo hodia drachim shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. The last one is very famous. And Moshe asked to know the drachim of Hashem. He wanted to know how Hashem runs the world. He wanted to understand Hashem. V'nasan lo, Hashem gave it to him. Shneamar, but he says, Hodeni na es darkecha. Right, that Moshe said, you know, so Hashem says, sorry. Moshe says, let me know your way. So Amar Lefanov, so Moshe said to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, mipnei ma yesh tzadik v'tov lo, yesh tzadik v'ralo. Right, this is the number one ethical question. It's the number one kash that goes in everyone's life, right? How do we know, mipnei ma yesh tzadik v'tov lo, how come there's tzadik that the good, v'yesh tzadik v'ralo, there's also tzadik that bad things happen to, and yesh rasha v'tov lo, v'yesh rasha v'ravlo, and there's also rishon that good things happen to, and rishon that bad things happen to, meaning if you're MS, and everything is MS, then why don't all good people get rewarded, and all bad people get punished? In our view, it doesn't seem that way. So Amar lo, Hashem said back, Moshe, tzadik v'tov lo, tzadik v'tzadik. What's a tzadik v'tov lo? Which tzadik, you know, has good? Which tzaddik gets rewarded good? A tzaddik ben tzaddik, a tzaddik who also has the chesavos, a tzaddik who's, you know, really merited it for a while. Tzadik v'ralo, which tzadik bad things happened to? Tzadik ben rasha, right? A tzadik was the son of a rasha, so he has to undergo a certain amount of bad to, I guess, clean out what happened, you know, his father's sins, and to remove that from his essence. Rasha v'tovlo, so what's rasha? Why does a rasha get zichuyo sometimes? Rasha ben tzadik, it's a rasha who's the son of a tzadik, so he's getting tovos, so he's getting good things as a merit for what his father did. And Rasha v'ralo, which Rasha bad things happen to, not to Rasha ben Rasha. He has no zechuyos and his life is going to be miserable. Okay, but this doesn't really sufficiently sit well, this answer, and the Gemara is aware of that. The Gemara continues, Amar Mar, Tzadik v'tovlo, Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik v'ralo, Tzadik ben Rasha. Okay, Eini, is that really so? V'huk siv, doesn't the pasuk say, Poked avos albanim, right, that Hashem, it says, right, that Hashem punishes children on their father's sins. But then we also have a pasuk that says, Ksiv uvanim lo yamusu al avos, right, that children won't die because of the sins of their fathers. So what do we, how do we understand? The Gemara says, V'raminan kraya dadi, right, we have a stira, right, these two psukim are contradicting one another. Umashninan, and the way we learned, the way we always used to learn, was lokasha, right? It's not a question. Ha, what the pasuk that says that they'll get punished is kisha ochsin masei avosein biyadehim, right? It's when they are acting the way their fathers act, that the people who come from wicked people, if they're oches, those midos, if they grab onto that, you know, that kind of way of acting, then of course they get punished. Vaha, the other one is kisha ein ochsin masei avosein biyadehim, right? And which children don't get punished for their fathers? When they don't hold on to their father's sins. Right, when they break free and they're independent. So this stira that we had and the way we learned it out is soser what we said previously, right? Because what we said previously was that tzadik v'ralo is all just about tzadik ben tzadik or rasha ben tzadik. It depends on how you're born. He says, what do you mean? We know from this psukah that it doesn't really matter how you're born. It matters what you choose to do. Do you choose to follow the way of your fathers or not? Right, so el hachi kavers. The Gemara says, okay, this is what it means to say. Tzadik v'tovla, tzadik gomor. Right, which tzaddik gets good in this world? A tzaddik gomer, a completely righteous tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo, which tzaddik, you know, has some bad in his life, or has much bad in his life. Tzaddik she'eino gomer, it's an incomplete tzaddik. So since he has a few sins, he needs the ra in this world, you know, in order to purify himself and to really bring him through. And on the converse, rasha v'tovlo, rasha she'eino gomer, right? Which rasha gets some tov? The rasha she'eino gomer, a guy who's mostly evil, but he does a few good things, so he gets some good in this world. Why? So that he gets paid back in this world, and then he doesn't have to, you know, then Hashem could punish him as a Rasha in the next world. Rasha v'ralo, in which Rasha has a bad time in this world, that's a Rasha gomer. That guy doesn't even have any zechuyos that would make him have a good olam hazeh. Okay. Upligi de Rabbi Meir. But we're saying this whole thing, right, this whole thing is machlokas, right, with the shita of Rabbi Meir. It's cholik on Rabbi Meir. Why? How do we know this? I'm a Rabbi Meir. Shtayim nasnu lo, right? So we go back to that price, right, that Hashem, that Moshe asked for three things, and Hashem gave him all three. He says, no. Shtayim nasnu lo, achas lo nasnu lo. He gave him two of them, right, the first two, that the Shechinah should be with the Jews, and the Shechinah should be not with the Goyim. But he didn't give him the last one. How do we know? Shenemar, and he said, v'chanosi es asher achon. Right? So what do we learn from that? Afal pi she'eino hagun. V'rachamtiyim es asher arachim. Afal pi she'eino hagun. Right? That Hashem has chen, Hashem has rachmanus on people who aren't even worthy. Meaning that that Hashem is saying it's ununderstandable. Right? So, okay. Right? So that's how we know that Moshe, you know, didn't understand Derech Hashem, right? He wasn't able to tap in, because these psukim show that, you know, that you give Rachmanus to those who aren't worthy. If he understood Hashem's Mishpat, you would see why everyone is or is not worthy. Okay, Vayomer Losucha L'Rosas Panai, and he brings another Raya, right, that you know, Moshe requested. He said, right, Moshe said, I want Hodeni Naz Darkecha, right, let me see your way. And Hashem said, you are not able to see my face. Tana Mishmeh, to Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. We learned the name of Yishuv ben Karcha. Kach Amu Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, right? Hashem said the following to Moshe: Kisher Ratzisi, right? When I wanted you to see me, meaning when, right? When Moshe first met Hashem by the Sinai, right? So when he met him by the burning bush, right? Then Kisher Ratzisi Lo Ratzisa. That what? Then you didn't want to look at me. Achshav Sha'ata Rotza, Eini Rotza. Right, but now that you want to look at me, I don't want you to see me. Meaning Hashem said, you had your chance. You had your chance to see and to fully tap in and to see everything and to see the whole big picture. But you lost out, and now you're not zochah to see my face. You can't understand, even Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand, you know, the entire drachim of Hashem. Okay. And also, so these sources that were machlokas upligi to Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, they're also machlokas on Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, on Reb Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan says, the Amar Rabbi Shulam Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Bishar Shalosh, Zachal Shalosh. For three things, Moshe was Zocha for three things, right? The Bishar of doing three things. What? Bishar Vayester Moshe Panav, right? From the Bishar that Hashem, that Moshe hid his face, Zachal Akalster Panav, right? It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he had this like Karen Or, he had this like shining face, right? So because he hid his face, you know, when he was presented with the Shechina initially, he was Zocha that. He was zocha that he would have a shining face. Bischar kiyira, right? From the schar that he was afraid of the sna, that he was afraid of Hashem. Then zacha levayero bigeshes elav, right? That people were scared to look at him when his face was shining so much, right? Because that's how great he was. And bischar mehabit, right? The pasuk says kiyira mehabit. He was scared to look. Zacha leutmudas Hashem yabit, right? And he was zocha to see a little bit of Timunas Hashem. He was able to see the image of Hashem. Okay, and what is that image of Hashem? So, right, and I think that's what the Gemara is trying to teach us what this is. Vahasi Rosi es kapivir, isi es acharai. And when Hashem says, you can't see my face, he says, but what? But I'll let you see the backside of me. And this is very famous. Also, Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon, Chasida, Melamed, Shehira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. That Hashem said, you can't see my face, but what could you see? You can see the back of my head. You can see the kesher of the tefillin. Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Kol Dibor V'Dibor, She'yatzim B'Bi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tova. Any single word that came out for Hashem L'Tova, Afil Al Tanai Lo Chazer Bo. Even if it was a Tanai, even if Hashem said, you know, I'll give you the following good thing on condition that you do this, and the people don't fill the Tanai, Hashem is never Chozer on it. He doesn't go back. He doesn't take back His word. Min Alam, so the Gemara says, where do we know this? We're almost done. Min Moshe Rabbeinu. We know it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Shenamar Heref Mi Menu Va'ash Midam. Right, Hashem said, right, you know, I'm gonna destroy them, I'm gonna make you into a wondrous nation. Right, there are gonna be so many people. Moshe said, no, don't kill the rest of the Jews and put me in their place, right? He asked to be Mevatel, that Gezerah, he asked that Hashem shouldn't punish him. Right, afil hachi ukma bizarei. Nevertheless, it was miskayim with his kids. How do we know that his kids were greater than this, than the entire Jewish people? Right, because Hashem said, "I'll kill all the Jewish people, and I'll make your legacy will be greater than it ever was." And he said, "No, don't kill the Jewish people." So how do we know that Moshe's kids were greater? That it was still miskayim, even though the Tanai was, you know, that Hashem didn't fulfill it; he had to fulfill it in some way. So Shanama Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, "Vnei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer v'Hayu bnei Eliezer Rachvia Harosh uvnei Rachvia Ravu l'ma." So, right, it says that they were Ravu Lamala. So, the Sadi Rav Yosef learned Lamala Mishishim Riboy, right? They were greater than the 600,000 Jews, that they were the greatest. Asya Rivya, right? And we can make a Gzer Shavit between the Rivya. Ksiv Hacha Ravu Lamala, right? It says that the descendants of Moshe are going to be Ravu Lamala. Ksiv Hasam of Bnei Israel, Paru V'Yishutsu V'Yirbu, that the Bnei Israel were paru v'rishitzu, right, that they were fruitful and they multiplied v'yarbu, they increased. So we have the same increasing that we show that the lashon of increasing means the Jewish people. So from here we learn this gzer shava to teach us that the pasuk in divrei hayamim by Rav Lamala means that the Jewish people, that the descendants of Moshe were greater than the entire Jewish people in that time, the 600,000, that they were equated to more than them. Yashar koach.